Welcome to the lecture on the fifth degree, Perfect Master. In this lesson, we will discuss the depths of esoteric philosophy as exemplified through the rites and teachings of Freemasonry, particularly focusing on the degree of the Perfect Master. This exploration will not only offer insights into the moral and philosophical dimensions cultivated by Freemasons but will also unravel broader implications for personal development and social responsibility in our everyday lives. Freemasonry, with its rich tapestry of symbols and allegories, serves as a unique conduit through which we can explore enduring questions of virtue, duty, and the purpose of human endeavor. The degree of the Perfect Master exemplifies a comprehensive ethos aimed at molding individuals not just as repositories of knowledge, but as active agents of moral integrity and societal progress. At the heart of these teachings is the virtue of diligence. Consider the emblematic figure of Master Kurum, whose industrious approach to his craft is not merely about fulfilling a duty but is seen as a sacred service. This idea transcends the bounds of Freemasonry and touches the core of how we understand work and its role in our lives. Work, in this context, is not a mere means to an end but a way of participating in the broader tapestry of communal progress. It reflects a cosmic order wherein every individual's endeavor is interlinked with the collective welfare. Hand in hand with diligence is the virtue of honesty, a cornerstone in the development of a perfect master's character. But this is not honesty in the simplistic sense of truth-telling. It extends to fairness in dealings, transparency of intentions, and steadfastness to one's word. This comprehensive understanding of honesty cultivates a persona that not only commands respect but also engenders a foundation of trust and ethical integrity within the community. Moreover, the teachings of this degree offer a compelling critique of idleness, framing it as an existential threat to both individual and communal well-being. This echoes the philosophical discourse on the virtues of action over passivity. The proactive engagement with life, propelled by purposeful action, is seen as essential for personal fulfillment and societal advancement. Thus, a Freemason is encouraged to reject the seductive lull of sloth and embrace the dynamism of conscientious labor. The Perfect Master's path is also one of continuous learning and intellectual growth. Reflecting on the lives of historical figures like Saints Ambrose and Augustine, Freemasons are prompted to balance their pursuit of knowledge with charitable endeavors. This holistic approach to personal development, to grow intellectually while contributing to society, highlights the interdependent relationship between self-improvement and social service. Knowledge, in this light, is not merely for personal edification but serves as a tool for the betterment of mankind. One of the more poetic teachings in this degree is the analogy of the Mason's growth to the natural development of an oak tree. This metaphor underscores the notion that with the right nourishment of knowledge and virtue, individuals can evolve into formidable forces of wisdom and moral strength. It's a persuasive call to lifelong learning, urging us to transform intellectual insights into wise, actionable virtues. The value of cultivating an appreciation for the arts, literature, music, and philosophy is emphasized as a means to refine the soul. This aspect of Freemasonry's teachings resonates deeply with the classical notion of arete, the pursuit of excellence. It's about enriching one's life and, by extension, the lives of those around us, thereby elevating the collective consciousness of our communities. Freemasonry advocates for a tempered and balanced approach to life. This isn't about abstinence from leisure or pleasure but emphasizes the importance of dedicating oneself to the betterment of humanity through judicious use of time and effort. This principle embodies the essence of ethical living, striving for a balanced life where personal satisfaction and duty to others are not mutually exclusive but are interwoven threads of the same fabric. In the realm of commerce, the teachings stress fairness and integrity. A Mason is encouraged to reflect on his dealings, ensuring that his actions, including financial transactions, are equitable and beneficial to all parties involved. This principle of ethical commerce is not isolated to personal gains but is seen as an extension of one's moral and societal obligations. A pivotal aspect of this degree is the emphasis on the well-being of others. The call to action is clear: one's endeavors should uplift rather than burden those around us. It fosters a spirit of philanthropy and communal guardianship, urging us to reflect on the repercussions of our actions and to strive towards contributing positively to society. Finally, the teachings caution against unjust enrichment. It is a powerful reminder that material gain at the expense of others, or without due merit, tarnishes not only one's moral fabric but also the ethical underpinning of society at large. The true measure of success, as espoused by Freemasonry, lies in prosperity that is earned honorably and shared generously. In conclusion, the teachings of the Perfect Master within Freemasonry present a compelling blueprint for personal development and societal contribution. They encourage us to become laborers in the grand design of a better world, advocating for an existence where every action, every decision, is underpinned by virtue. By adopting these teachings, we are challenged not only to elevate our living but to transform our communities into spaces where honesty, diligence, and a genuine concern for the welfare of others is the norm. Freemasonry, through its allegories and rituals, thus becomes a beacon of enlightenment, guiding its adherents toward a life marked by profound moral integrity and societal responsibility. Let these principles resonate within us, inviting us to reflect on how we can embody these virtues in our personal and professional lives. Let us strive not just for individual accomplishment but for the advancement of humanity, inspiring a legacy of integrity, wisdom, and altruism. That concludes our lesson for now. Thank you for your attention.